Well, today, May 27th, is the feast day of the great apostle to England, the great missionary, St. Augustine of Canterbury, not to be confused with the famous St. Augustine, the son of St. Monica, the great bishop and doctor of the church. This Augustine lived about 200 years after the famous St. Augustine. This Augustine that became known as Augustine of Canterbury was actually born and raised in Rome. As a young man, he entered the monastery, became a monk, and eventually became the abbot of St. Andrew Monastery in Rome. And he was a very wise and holy man. He became friends with Pope Gregory the Great. Pope Gregory the Great is one of probably the five great popes in the history of the church, along with Leo the Great, Pius V, Pius X, John Paul II. So Pope Gregory the Great had a great heart of a missionary, and he wanted the Catholic faith to be spread throughout all of the world. And he respected Augustine's loyalty and his perseverance and his holiness. And so he asked Augustine if he would take 30 of his monks and travel to England and evangelize and spread the Catholic faith in England. And of course, you have to obey the Pope. So Augustine took these 30 missionaries, these 30 brothers and priests, and began their journey from Rome by foot. And of course, they went through France. And when they got to France, they began to hear rumors about the treacherous waters of the English Channel. They began to hear about the fierce tribes of England, and so in their fear they turned back and walked all the way back to Rome. And they went back to the Holy Father and said, we heard all these stories about how ferocious these Englishmen were and how difficult it was to cross the English Channel. Well, the Pope was very pastoral, but also very firm, and said, no, overcome your fears, turn around and go back. And so they left again. And of course, fears really are mostly in the mind. The word fear stands for false expectations that appear real. So usually whenever you have fears, remember that. Most fears are false expectations that appear real. Most of them evaporate and vanish if you take a step towards trying to overcome them. And so they got on the boat, they crossed the English Channel successfully, and when they got to England, they were not met with fierce opposition. They were met by the King of Kent, who was Ethelbert. And fortunately, this king happened, even though he himself was a pagan, he was married to a Christian princess from Paris. And so he was open and kind towards these missionaries. They gave them a house to stay in and allowed them to preach the gospel. But the king did not give up his pagan beliefs for about a year. But during this time, Augustine continued to write many letters to Pope Gregory asking for advice and how to go about handling this missionary work. And this was the wisdom of Pope Gregory. He instructed these missionaries to respect local customs, not to destroy the pagan temples, but to purify them and convert them into early Christian churches. They were, however, to destroy the pagan idols that people were worshiping. But most of all, to give witness by how they lived their life. And so the monks did just that. They preached and took care of the poor. They endured their sufferings patiently, and they lived very simple lives with a great deal of prayer. The Pope also said, when they have their pagan feast days, in place of the pagan feast days, celebrate Christian feast days on the same day and get rid of the pagan feast days. And so that's what they would put certain saints on the calendar and feast days of the Blessed Mother and the Lord on certain of the pagan feast days, and this was how they would overcome paganism. And all these things, of course, did work. They took a while, but eventually the next year, Ethelbert was baptized, and soon there were, by the end of Augustine's time, which was, he only worked there for 7 years until his death, there were about 10,000 baptisms and conversions to Christianity from the pagans in England. And it was very difficult work, but the more missionaries would be sent by the Pope. He would also send not only missionaries, but sacred books, sacred vessels, and relics, and asked Augustine to build the first cathedral, which is in Canterbury, which is the same place where today's cathedral in Canterbury stands. So the conversion work was difficult, was slow, but it did take root. And Saint Augustine, you know, came back to France for a short period of time to be consecrated a bishop, then went back to England, and he died there in the year 604. So what we see in this great missionary was, of course, obedience to our Holy Father, willingness to overcome his fears, asking for advice on how to convert the pagans, and his perseverance until his death in establishing Catholicism in the country of England, which would be such an important country in the centuries and millennia to come. And I think we can take the advice of Pope Gregory and apply it to our daily life as well. If we ever have a fear, ever have a challenging project, St. Gregory wrote, "He who would climb to a lofty height must go by step, step by step, not by leaps." So in other words, go step by step. Even the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one single step. So we should look at that for our life as well. If you ever have a big project or something you're fearful of, just every day take steps in the right direction.